بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This should be our third session for the fiqh from Mustawa Thani. Al-Mustawa Thani, the second level of the Medina program. Okay, alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, sisters are very generous. They're giving out free books to us. Today what we want to do, we want to go back to the lesson that we started with last week. And in the first week we did introduction to the fiqh and the intent and purpose and objectives of this particular course. And we mentioned that this course is for Al-Mustawa Al-Thani, the second level of the Medina program, along with what is studied in the grammar classes. There's also Islamic studies like fiqh and hadith and tafsir and tawheed and things like that. So this is one of the courses that's given with the second level in the Medina program. And the intent behind it is fundamentally to strengthen the student in Arabic language. Fundamentally, right? Because it's a component part of the Arabic program to help you to strengthen in Arabic. But additionally and equally important is to become more familiar with the fiqh of some acts of worship like tahara and salat and siyam and hajj and things like this. And related to Arabic, the technical terminology related to this type of ibadah. Whether it's wudu or ghusl or tayammum, we want to know some of the technical terminology that's used in fiqh in reference to these things. So we're learning Arabic and we're also learning technical terminologies, and we're also looking at some acts of worship that we may know very well already. But alhamdulillah, anyway, still, sometimes we might pick up a point here or there, something minor. But alhamdulillah, we already know wudu and ghusl and tayammum and salat and all of that. Tayyib khair. Last week we read the first lesson, Sifatul Wudu. And we discussed the meaning of it, and we said that this week, inshallah, we're going to read it again, and we're going to look at the meaning, and then we're going to do the exercises. Okay, so today you will read. All right, so everybody, be prepared to read a little bit, inshallah. And if you were here last week, you have plenty of time to review this. So we should be reading and translating the meaning of this lesson, Sifatul Wudu. Okay, what is the meaning, first of all, Sifatul Wudu?
Description
of ablution. What kind of construction is this? Idafa. We should be familiar with that by now, right? We just got finished spending half an hour talking about al-idafa. Sifatul al-wudu. The description of the ablution. Description of ablution. Okay, line one. Somebody read line one. Abu Bakr. Naam. Yuhdiru al-Muslimu al-Ma'a al-Tahura. Somebody else read it. Musa?
Same one?
Yeah, same one. نعم يحضر المسلم الماء الطهور ها يحضر المسلم الماء الطهور أبو باكر, what is the meaning of this sentence?
The Muslim should bring, should get water.
The Muslim should bring or get water
that is pure.
نعم, the Muslim brings the water that is pure. Grammatically, you have a question?
Yes.
About the grammar? Oh no, I have to ask the question first. Question is from me. Okay, grammatically, what is the i'rab of the word al-muslimu? What is its function in this sentence? It's the fa'il, and the fa'il is always marfu'un, and here it has dhamma. Okay, if the second level is a little advanced for anybody sitting here, you are welcome to benefit from some of this discussion, but some of the grammar may be a little bit beyond you, so be patient with it, okay? This is really second level grammar, okay? But we want to look at, in any case, everybody can look at the fiqh, right? And benefit from the fiqh and our discussion about this act of worship, ablution. Okay, so al-muslimu is the fa'il. What about al-ma'a? The maf'ulun bi, and the maf'ulun bi is always mansub, and the sign here that is mansub is fatta. And what is the i'rab of at-tahur? It's a na't, yani a sifa, describing what? What kind of water it is. It's a description describing the water that it is pure. Okay, so yuhdiru al-muslimu al-ma'a at-tahur. So what is the fiqh that we understand from this? Yani that what? The ablution has to be made with pure water. Pure water. Has to be pure. You have to make ablution with pure water. So the Muslim, when he wants to yani make ablution, he or she brings pure water to wash with. Okay, number two. Somebody read number two. Okay, question about number one? Yeah. Yani yuhdiru, in brief, the reason why yuhdiru has dhamma is because yani yuhdiru is from the verb ahdara, not from hadara, it's from the verb ahdara. Ahdara yuhdiru. And we know that the mazid verb, when it has four letters, the mudara'a takes dhamma instead of fatha. Okay, so you say yuhdiru, yani yuslimu, yu'minu. Huh? They're all from af'ala. Ahdara, aslama, amana. Time yuhdiru al-muslimu al-ma'a. What is he bringing? Pure water. Al-ma'a al-tahur. Tayyib. This ma'a al-tahur is both tahir, pure within itself, and mutahhir, a purifier. It's pure in itself, and it can be used for purification. That's what we said last week, okay? So the tahur here means water that's not only pure within itself, but it also can be used to purify. Because some water that's pure, it's not najis, but it can't be used to make ablution. It cannot be used to make ablution. Okay, so it has to have two qualities here. It has to be pure within itself, and it also has to be, yani if it has anything mixed with it, it can't have something mixed with it that prevents it from being used as a purifier. And in other words, water may have something in it that's clean, but it's not the pure water that can be used for purification. And it doesn't make it najis, filthy, impure, but yani because it's mixed with something else that can't be used for ablution, then it's not mutahhir. It's not that which can be used to purify, though it is tahir. Okay, so this is a point of fiqh, that you have to make a distinction between water that may have, maybe somebody poured some milk in it. Milk is pure. So the water is still tahir, but it's not mutahhir.
But the water that we get from our, you know, every day, you know.
That we get when you turn on the faucet, yeah. The water faucet?
So that's mixed with actually chloride and fluoride and all of the stuff.
Yeah,
you can see it actually when you pour the water. Especially hot water, you can see the white.
May Allah save us from this. Wallahu musta'an. Naam. Allahu a'lam. That's a technical matter. Allahu, I don't know anything about these chemicals and stuff like that. But in any case, yani the water should be water that can be used to purify. Okay. Number two. Somebody read number two. Naam, Sharif. Nam yanwi, or you can join it. Yanwil wudu'a. And if you join them together, the long vowel yan in yanwi, the long vowel is pronounced short if you join it, right? Because whenever a word begins with hamzatul wasl, the long vowel before it is pronounced short. So yanwi, if you connect them, then we pronounce it short. Yanwil wudu'a. Okay. So, yanwi, the meaning of it, yanwi al-wudu means what? Before that. Yanwi is from nawa yanwi, meaning to intend. Okay, after he brings pure water, he intends to perform ablution, al-wudu. He intends to perform ablution. And we also should note here that the word al-wudu with Dhamma is different from the word Al-Wadu with Fatha. Al-Wudu with Dhamma is the act and process of performing ablution, and Al-Wadu with Fatha is the water that's used for ablution. Al-Wadu is the water that's used for ablution. Wudu is the act or process of performing ablution. So Yanwi Al-Wudu, he intends to yani perform this act of purification or ablution called wudu. Naam. Number three. Yaqulu. Huh? Big brothers, please. I can't hear well, so you have to speak up a little bit so I can hear you good. Naam. Naam. Yaqulu bismillahi. Yaqulu bismillahi. Meaning? He says, mudari verb, he says in the name of Allah. He says, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. And again, we said this expression, Bismillah, is technically known as Tasmiyah. Tasmiyah means what? To say the ism of Allah, Tasmiyah. As opposed to the expression, Basmala, means saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Okay, so here we're not saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim, we're just saying Bismillah. That's what's legislated in Islam according to the Sunnah, that when you make ablution, you do not say Bismillah Rahman Rahim. As many of the books tell you, you don't do that, what they say do, rather you do what the Prophet ﷺ did, and that is you just say Bismillah. This is from the fiqh of wudu, that before performing ablution, you only say Bismillah. Naam. Naam, before eating, the Prophet said Bismillah. He didn't say, there's no hadith where the Prophet said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before eating. He said Bismillah. طيب, so, yani, okay, this is a point of fiqh, right? يَقُولُ Bismillah. Okay, number four. Mustafa. يَغْصِلُ كَفَّيْهِ ثَلَاثًا. Meaning? He washes his palms three times. Three times. Somebody else read that sentence. Somebody else read it. Naam. Ahmed. يَغْصِلُ كَفَّيْهِ ثَلَاثًا. Somebody else. Naam. Abu Bakr. يَغْصِلُ
كَفَّيْهِ
ثَلَاثًا. Shuaib. طيب, he said it means what? He washes, yeah, this is the mudari verb, he washes his two palms three times. Why do we say two palms here? Because you have two. But what if he said يَغْسِلُ كَفَّهُ ثَلَاثًا? And is it automatically that he has to wash two hands, or it's not automatic? The reason why we're saying two palms, not because everybody has two palms, because everybody doesn't have two. Yani, normally everybody has two, but yani, the reason why we're saying, because it says here two palms. Yani, in translation, if you have a word that's muthanna, you have to say two. So that is clear that you mean two. Okay, so we have the word here, the dual word, which is what? The dual of kaf is what? What is the dual of kaf? Kaffan. It's kaffan. But here we see it is kaffayhi. Okay, so what happened? Kaffan is when it's marfoon, and kaffain is when it's, in this case, mafulun bi, mansoob. And because it's an idalfa to the pronoun hu, so the noon of the dual is deleted when it's an idalfa, right? So caffeine became cafe, and then who became he. Because of what? Because it's preceded by ya with sukoon. Okay, whoever actually completed level 2, you're supposed to know this, okay? If you didn't complete level 2, you're excused. No blame on you. Now, ثلاثاً is three. From ثلاثة. واحد, اثنان, ثلاثة. ثلاثاً, meaning three times. يغسل كفيه, his two palms ثلاثا مرات, three times. Number five. نعم نصير. نعم. Somebody else. Read it also. نعم موسى. Notice. يَتَمَضْمَضُ وَيَسْتَنْشِقُ ثَلَاثًا. Two words here. يَتَمَضْمَضُ and يَسْتَنْشِقُ with كَسْرَ. يَسْتَنْشِقُ ثَلَاثًا. What is the meaning? يَتَمَضْمَضُ means to rinse out the mouth with water, and يَسْتَنْشِقُ to sniff water into the nose for cleaning it. These are two important expressions related to the fiqh of wudu. يَتَمَضْمَضُ means the person takes water into their mouth and swirls it around to rinse out their mouth and then spit it out. And يَسْتَنْشِقُ means to sniff water up into the nose and then also they have to blow it out. يَسْتَنْشِقُ يعني ها؟
You either inhale the water through your nose or you just put it inside and clean it. For the nose cleaning.
You inhale it. Meaning you sniff the water up into the nose. No, if you get practice at it, inshallah, it won't go inside your head, inshallah. You have to just take some care, you know. But if you say put it in, how do you put it in? Do you put your head back and pour it in your nose? Yani? In any case, inshallah, we'll talk about it a little more as we go through yani, the meanings of these words, okay, and their technical meanings and things like that. يَطَمَضْمَضُ وَيَسْتَنْشِقُ ثَلَاثًا. Somebody else read this. Okay, these words are a little bit difficult to pronounce. Abdul Rashid. Jayid. Okay. That means what? That he rinses his mouth with water and also cleans out the nose with water. Number six. Ahmed. طيب. يغسل وجهه ثلاثا ويخلل والشد on the lamb. يخلل لحيته. يعني this is lamb on top of ha. The lamb is taking the kasra and the ha has sukoon. لحيته بالماء. لحيته. What is the meaning?
He washes his face three times
and
he runs his fingers through his beard with water.
نعم. He washes his face. يغسل وجهه. He washes his face ثلاثا. Three times. ويخلل لحيته means that he is يعني بالماء. He's using water to rub his fingers, run his fingers through the beard. يعني like combing the beard with your fingers with water. يخلل using water to go through within يعني through the beard. نعم يخلل تخليل. يعني we also will see this word يعني coming again in reference to running water or rubbing water between the toes of the feet. نعم يغسل وجهه ثلاثا. Somebody else read this. نعم نصير.
يغسل وجهه ثلاثا ويخلل لحيته بالماء.
Again the last two words. يخلل what? It seems like I'm not hearing one syllable. يخلل is good.
ويخلل
لحيته. لحيته بالماء. Somebody else read it. نعم موسى.
يغسل وجهه ثلاثا ويخلل لحيته بالماء.
جيد. شعيب.
يغسل وجهه ثلاثا ويخلل لحيته بالماء.
طيب. What is the meaning again? He washes his face three times. ويخلل لحيته بالماء. Using water, he does what? He rubs his fingers through his beard with water. Number seven.
Before we go to number seven.
Yukhallilu.
No.
Huh?
Yukhallilu.
Uh-huh.
It's a fi'l?
It's a fi'l, naam. We're going to talk about it in a little more detail. Yeah, it's from khallala, the second form of the mazid verb. Khallala yukhallilu. Like the same like allama yu'allimu. Huh? Naam. Takhleel. Number seven. It's a... يعني يخللو is a mudari verb. The past tense is خللا with شد on the second radical. خللا. Naam. Number seven. Mustafa. يغسل يديه إلى المرفقين ثلاثا. Somebody else read this. Naam. Abdul Karim. يغسل يديه إلى المرفقين ثلاثا. نعم. What is the meaning? يغسل يديه. He washes his two hands إلى المرفقين. Two up to the two elbows. Three times. And we said from the fiqh of wudu, scholars of sunnah say, يعني there's difference of opinion about this matter, but what is more correct? إلى المرفقين means up to and including. Up to and including the elbows. يعني يغسلو, he washes. From غسلا يغسلو يديه. And here يديه, this word يديه is composed of originally, what is this word يديه without the he is what? يداني. يعني the dual, two hands. But because it is the object of the verb, it became what? يدين. يعني يدان became يديني. And because it's an idafa to who, then the noon is deleted because of the idafa, so it became يدي هو, and who being preceded by ya with sukun became he, and that's how we got here what? يديه. Ya يدين is the original word. It's an idafa to who, so يدين, when it's an idafa, dual words, when they're an idafa, the noon is deleted. So it became yadei, and who is changed in pronunciation to he, yadeihi. So he washes yadeihi, his two hands, ila al-mirfaqaini. Al-mirfaq means what? The elbow. Al-mirfaqaini is dual, two elbows. Yani we said that in fiqh, yani the stronger opinion is it means up to and including, because ila, yani is ghaya, yani the limit of something, right? So it means here up to the elbows. But the scholars of fiqh say, and the scholars of sunnah say, up to and including. Yani the elbow should also, it shouldn't stop at the elbow, but also you wash the elbow. Three times. Number seven. Number eight. Number eight. Ahmed. Naam. Yamsahu رَأْسَهُ مَعَ الْأُذُنَيْنِ. Yani there should be a dhamma on the hamza in الْأُذُنَيْنِ. Should be a dhamma there. الْأُذُنَيْنِ مَرَّةً وَاحِدَةً. Somebody else read it. Abu Bakr.
يَمْسَحُ رَأْسَهُ مَعَ الْأُذُنَيْنِ مَرَّةً وَاحِدَةً.
Musa.
يَمْسَحُ رَأْسَهُ مَعَ
نعم. Huh? What does it mean? He wipes. From masaha yamsah, he wipes. Okay, yaghsil means to wash. Yamsah means to wipe. He wipes ra'sahu, his head, ma'a, with, meaning along with. Huh? يعني he wipes his head along with الأذنين. الأذن means what? Ear. الأذنين, two ears. How many times? مرة واحدة. One time. One time. So he wipes his head. يعني the water that he takes to wipe his head, he also uses that same water without renewing it to wipe the ears. Huh? No extra water. يعني the water that he takes to wipe his head, he also wipes his ears. Okay, and we said the wiping of the head, يعني the best يعني view concerning this, يعني according to the authentic hadith, is that the wiping should be of the whole of the head. يعني from the front to the back to the, يعني just at the point where the head meets the neck, stopping there, neck is not included in wudu. It's not included. And then goes back again from the back to the front, and then wiping the ears, يعني without renewing the water. Anyway, some of this is a little bit يعني detailed, which we, you know, may need to discuss in a fiqh class, in a fiqh class where we're really just talking about fiqh, and look at some of the evidences and things about this. And perhaps I'll send some notes to this class just so that you can see some of the proofs and evidences for this. Because this class is not a fiqh class per se, but يعني we're studying fiqh for the benefit of the Arabic language. So we might not have the time to go into all the details, differences of opinion and evidences and things like that. But I'll try to send some notes from Umdat al-Ahkam. The explanation of Umdat al-Ahkam. Where some of it, يعني may, some of the evidences are referenced there. So you can see them and you can go back and look at them. يَغْسِلُ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى الْمِرْفَقَيْنِ ثَلَاثًا. So he wipes his hands up to the elbows. And here, we will make a note that hand, in Arabic language, it has three different meanings. يعني means from the fingertips up to the wrist, or from the fingertips up to the elbow, or from the fingertips up to the katif, to the shoulder. So here it is clearly يعني defined which hand we mean, which meaning we mean, يعني إلى المرفقين, up to the elbow, up to and including the elbow. نعم يمسح يدي, I'm sorry, this, the eighth line we were reading. يمسح رأسه مع الأذنين مرة واحدة. Wipes his head along with his ears, يعني one time. Okay, number nine, last line, Nasir. نعم يغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين ثلاثا ويخلل أصابعه بالماء. Alright, what is the meaning? يغسل رجليه. He washes two feet up to and including the Ka'baini. What is the Ka'baini? The ankles. يعني meaning this bone here where the leg meets the foot. This bone here, يعني Ka'baini. The ankle. Uh-huh. ثلاثا, three times. وَيُخَلِّلُ and he rubs his finger between
his toes.
أَصَابِعَهُ بِالْمَاءِ, with water. And in the Sunnah, there's an authentic hadith that mentions the Prophet ﷺ using this little finger here, the pinky, to rub between the toes. Okay, here we have in this sentence here, رِجْلَيْهِ, يعني رِجْلَيْهِ. And again, originally this word is what? رِجْلَان, if it's مَرْفُون, and رِجْلَيْن. With kasra, ridge lane, if it is mansub or majroor. But here it is mansub because what? It's maf'ulun bihi. So here we have ridge laney originally, and the noon of it is deleted because it's an idalfa with the preposition hu. And hu, because it's preceded by ya with sukoon, then we pronounce it instead of hu, he. So that's how we got رجليه, from رجلين, the رجلين, the 2 feet of him. And the 2 feet of him. Yani rijlehi, that's an idafa construction, right? Rijlain and hu. Udaf, mudafa ilayhi. Naam. Naam. Asabi'a, it means fingers or it means toes. But here we're saying toes, why? Because they are the fingers of the feet are called toes. Yeah, one name for both of them.
I see in the dictionary they make a precision like for the fingers they put Astarong Yadi and here they put Kadam.
I didn't quite get it, I'm sorry.
He's saying what he saw was the toes,
Asabi al-Qadam? Asabi al-Yad?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to clarify which one you're talking about, then you have to say fingers of what? The fingers of the hands or the fingers of the feet? Naam. But here it's clear, right? Because we're talking about washing the feet. So we know, we don't have to say Asabi al-Qadam. We already know what we're talking about. Al-Qadam or the Rijum. Okay, somebody else read the last line. Somebody else? Abu Bakr. Somebody else? Anybody over here? Naam, Faiz. طيب يغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين ثلاثا ويخلل أصابعه بالماء. يغسل رجليه, washes his 2 feet إلى الكعبين up to and including the ankles ثلاثا, 3 times. ويخلل يعني and he rubs between the أصابعه, his toes, with water. Any question about this? Okay, last week we read this and we discussed it, and today inshallah we said that you would read it, so we let everybody get a chance to do some of the reading today. Now, yeah, my English is limited also.
That word, when you say,
yukhallilu.
Yukhallilu. Yeah, this is rubbing.
And it depends. If you're going through your toes, you're going to rub.
Right, okay,
but if you're going through your beard, it's not necessarily rubbing.
Okay.
And it's closer to combing, like combing the beard.
Okay.
And you're going through the beard with your fingers. And of course, it depends on what kind of beard you got, right? A big one, a small one, a thick one, a light one, and it'd be different, right?
In other words, yamsahu, wipe.
Yamsahu is masaha, to wipe, yeah.
Okay, that's different.
That's different altogether, yeah. Yeah, those are different. Naam. Fayyib? Naam. There's hadith about rubbing between the fingers. Naam. Naam. Sunnah. Naam. Inshallah, we might look at some of the details of this, but again, I'm saying, yani, this subject of ablution may take several sessions, if we're just talking about the fiqh. But since we are trying to study Arabic language, then we have to eliminate some of that discussion for a fiqh class where we have the time to go into it in detail. Like I said, I'll try to send you some notes that I translated long time ago, some years ago, when we were doing the fiqh of wudu from Umdat al-Ahkam. We have some notes. Some of those notes, yani, inshallah, may be applicable here and be helpful to us. Inshallah, I'll try to send them. Okay, we want to do the exercises for this, but we want to make sure that everybody understands what we're talking about here. And yani at least tries to understand the technical expressions, and yani if more than that, the individual words, if we can know some of them or most of them or all of them, which ones are verbs, what type of verbs, nouns, singular, plural, all of that is also beneficial. Yani if you actually on level 2. Naam.
Allah asked me last time, you said, maybe I misunderstood.
Yeah.
We're going to try to explain to somebody
Oh, we're going to do the exercises. In the exercises, we're going to go through some of those things. Okay, but we're going to start with first exercise. Yani near the bottom of the page, we have tamarin, which means exercises, plural, right? And the singular is tamarin. Okay, the first group of exercises, we have number one, uktub sifat al-wudu'i. Uktub sifat al-wudu'i. Meaning?
Write
the description of ablution. Write the description, okay? We're not going to write it right now. It may take a little while to write. But we want you to recite it. Recite to us the description of wudu. Okay, if anybody would like to start in English first, according to the description that's here, just this simple description that's here in English, and then we'll try attempt to do it in Arabic. Now, everybody should be paying attention. We're going to help him a little bit, right?
Number one, وَتَعَوَنُوا
عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Number one, the Muslim brings pure water.
Second,
he intends to make wudu. He makes intention for wudu. And his heart, he's intending to make wudu for the purpose of purification for the sake of Allah. Now, without saying anything, but the intention being in the heart. Now, third, he says Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Before the face. First thing is gonna wash his palms three times.
Right.
Nam.
Then he washed.
Okay, but yeah, it's part of the face, right? The mouth and nose is part of the face.
No. Rinse the mouth
and nose three times. Nam.
And then he washed.
And then he washed the rest of the face. Nam.
Three times.
Run the fingers through the beard, through his beard with water. Naam.
Then he washed his hands to the two hands to the elbows.
Then he washed both hands up to the up to and including the elbows three times.
Then he washed his head
along with the two ears.
Marratan
wahida. One time. Uh-huh. And then he washed his 2 feet, up to and including the ankles,
three times,
rubbing between his toes with water. And by the way, I mentioned last week that Al-Imam Az-Zayla'i, in his book, Nasb al-Raya, it's an explanation of a book of hadith, according to the Hanafi madhab. Al-Imam Az-Zayla'i, in his book, Nasb al-Raya, he narrated authentic hadith. Which he said he's an imam of hadith. And a scholar of Hanafi madhab said the hadith is sahih. Which is narrated from Uthman ibn Affan that the Prophet ﷺ wiped his head three times. Three times. And most of the hadith say one time, and that is the standard. But it is authentically narrated that the Prophet ﷺ wiped his head three times. And al-imam, a scholar, a great scholar of hadith, al-Zayla'i, in his book, Nasb al-Raya, and a book of hadith in which he explains the fiqh of the hadith according to Hanafi madhab. Except, when the Hanafi madhab has an opinion that is not supported by hadith, then he rejects it and he goes with the hadith. Okay, so I make note of that because, most of the time you would never hardly read in a book of wiping your head three times. It is something unusual. But this scholar of hadith and other scholars also have considered the hadith to be authentic. Naam. Okay, that's English. Naam, fadl.
Arabic,
naam.
I'm going to have to go to Arabic.
Huh? No, we're going to share it a little bit, inshallah. Naam, yuhdiru al-muslimu al-ma'a al-tahura.
Yanwi
al-wudu'a. يقول بسم الله يغسل كفيه ثلاثا
يتمضمض ويستنشق
يتمضمض ويستنشق ثلاثا
يغسل وجهه ثلاثا
يغسل وجهه ثلاثا
يغسل يديه إلى المرفقين
before that
يغسل وجهه ثلاثا
نعم
ويخلل لحيته بالماء
ويخلل لحيته بالماء
يغسل يديه إلى المرفقين ثلاثا
يمسح رأسه مع الأذنين مرة واحدة
يمسح رأسه مع الأذنين مرة واحدة يغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين ثلاثا ويخلل أصابعه بالماء
يغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين ثلاثة ويخلل أصابعه بالماء أحسنت ما شاء الله ممتاز ما شاء الله الحمد لله يعني this is good يعني when our Arabic reached the level where we can understand يعني the description of wudu and we can يعني explain how to make wudu in Arabic this is excellent ما شاء الله this is excellent And this also, yani, helps, yani, it helps us in explaining to people. Perhaps I remember my brother Abdul Latif just quickly gave me a story in the masjid in Springfield. He was at the masjid and some people came and they were going to join the prayer. And one of the people who came, he was an Arab who didn't understand English. So they were each trying to explain to him in Arabic the best they could that they were going to join the prayers. But they were having difficulty. So I told him, you see, this is where you comes in knowing Arabic. Because yani, sometimes people don't know English. So how will you explain to somebody who doesn't know English? You have to explain to them in another language. So here the root of the explanation, yani, the source of it is in Arabic. And since we're studying Arabic, it's important for us to also know how to explain things in Arabic. You never know when you're going to come across a situation where you have to explain something in Arabic. So since we are students of Arabic, alhamdulillah, we should know how to explain things in Arabic. And these expressions that are used in this fiqh are very important because some things are difficult to explain except with the technical term that's used for that. Otherwise, you might spend a lot of time just trying to explain an idea or concept, but there's one word that explains it. Like yukhallilu, or yamsahu, or yatamadmadu, yastanshiqu. These are words that if you had to explain them on your own without this technical term, it would be difficult. And you put water in your mouth, swirl it around, move it back and forth, all that. You just say, yatamadmadu, khalas, the matter is finished. All right. So, alhamdulillah. Somebody else. Arabic. Ahmed. يحضر المسلم الماء الطهور. ينوي الوضوء. يقول بسم الله. يغسل كفيه ثلاثة. يتمضمض ويستنشق ثلاثة.
يغسل وجهه ثلاثا ويخلل لحيته بالماء
يغسل يديه
إلى
إلى المرفقين ثلاثا يمسح رأسه مع الأذنين مرة واحدة
نعم يمسح رأسه مع الأذنين مرة واحدة كم مرة يغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين كم مرة ثلاثا
ويخلل
أصابعه بالماء نعم مصطفى نعم رقم واحد نعم يحضر المسلم الماء الطهور
ينوي الوضوء
يقول بسم الله
يغسل كفيه ثلاثا
يتمضمض ويستنشق ثلاثا
يغسل وجهه ثلاثا
ويخلل لحيته بالماء
يغسل يديه إلى المرفقين ثلاثا يمسح رأسه مع الأذنين مرة واحدة أو ثلاثا لا بس He's thinking about Imam Al-Zaylai. يغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين ثلاثا ويخلل أصابعه بالماء. This is excellent. Brothers and sisters, please practice. This is good practice. Practice your reading, practice your pronunciation, and try to memorize some of these words. This is like learning Arabic. This is how you do it. You have to read a lot. You have to speak. You have to pronounce words. And things like this are useful because it's something that you do all the time. So it's not going to be that difficult to memorize because you're already doing it all the time. It's just a matter of how do you express it in Arabic? How do I say these things in Arabic? And again, I can't emphasize enough that this level of study is second level Medina program. Okay? Person who's not in the second level may find this a little bit advanced, but just bear patiently for the benefit of the fiqh. Bear patiently if you have the time to sit in this class, even though you may not be in second level, but for the benefit of the fiqh. There's definitely benefit in this. Okay. Any question about this ablution up until now? Okay, this is the first exercise was writing the description of wudu. Again, it should be written out. You should write it out. Practice your writing. You have to practice writing. Second question. ما الأعضاء التي يغسلها المتوضئ في الوضوء وكم مرة كم مرة يغسلها ما الأعضاء ما is ما الاستفهام What is the أعضاء What is أعضاء The members, the parts of the body. What are the parts of the body? التي, which, يغسلها, he washes them. What are the parts of the body that he washes them? Who washes them? المتوضع, the person who is performing ablution. What are the parts of the body that he washes? في الوضوء, in ablution. وكم مرة يغسلها and how many times does he wash them or does she wash them what are the members of the body that are washed by a person performing ablution in the process of ablution and how many times does he wash them Musa he said الأعضاء التي يغسلها المتوضع في الوضوء the parts of the body, the members of the body that the person performing ablution washes in the process of ablution are? Okay, kaffayhi or al-kaffayn. Okay, the first part, member of the body is al-kaffayn and he washes them? Thalathan. Yani wa thalatha marratin. Naam. Wajhahu al-waj thalathan wa thalatha marratin. يديه
إلى المرفقين
اليدين إلى المرفقين ثلاثا
يغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين ثلاثا
okay and he said رجليه الرجلين he also washes ثلاثا okay these are the members of the body that are washed that is the palms of the hand, the face, the two hands up to the elbows, and the two feet. The mouth and the nose are included in the wedge. Naam. Mouth and nose are included in wedge. As ears are included with head. The mouth and nose are part of the face. Naam. So when you say washing the face, then this includes the mouth and nose. Naam. So what member of the body was not mentioned here? Huh? The head. The head. Why was it left out of this? Because it's not يغسلوا, it's يمسحوا. يعني he said ما الأعضاء التي يغسلها. يغسلها, he doesn't wash the head, rather he only wipes over the head. Alright, so correctly, يعني he left out the head along with the two ears because they are wiped. And there's some discussion about this also, very interesting, but I don't think we have time today, but inshallah maybe we'll look at it another point. Okay, question number 3 on page 5, it says إِلَامَ يَغْسِلُ يَدَيْهِ. يعني it's written here A-Lam. This word should be إِلَامَ, should be, as we mentioned last week, إِلَامَ, إِلَامَ, إِلَامَ. It means to what? To what extent? To what point? To what limit? Ila ma. Yani to where? Up to where? How far? The question is how far? Up to where? Ila ma yaghsilu yadayhi. Yani what is the meaning of this question?
Up to where?
Does he wash his two hands? Now Mustafa. يعني يغسل يديه إلى المرفقين. إلى المرفقين. He washes two hands up to the two elbows. Number 4 says again, ألم, it should be إلى ما. إلى ما. يعني meaning إلى and ما. Up to what? To what extent? Up to where? How far? No, أحمد. نعم. إلى ما يغسل رجليه. المتوضي يغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين وإلى كعبيه. نعم إلى الكعبين وإلى كعبيه. نعم meaning he washes his two feet up to the ankles. Number 5 ما العضو الذي يمسحه وكم مرة يمسحه. What is the meaning? ما العضو. العضو is what? The part or part of the body or the member of the body. ما العضو. What is the part of the body or the member of the body الذي يمسحه, that he wipes. وكم مرة يمسحه. And how many times does he wipe it? Naam, Nasir?
يَمْسَهُ رَأْسَهُ.
كم مرة؟ مرة واحدة. One time. Number 6. ضع في كل فراغ فيما يأتي كلمة مناسبة. كلمة مناسبة. ضع means what? Put. في كل فراغ, in every space or blank. فيما يأتي, in what follows. What are you going to put in these blank spaces that follow? كلمة مناسبة, meaning an appropriate, suitable, fitting word, a word that is appropriate, that fits there, and a suitable word that makes sense in that space, in that particular space. Anybody who hasn't answered the question, want to do one? Huh? Yeah. Tafadhal. Mutawaddi'u. Al-mutawaddi'u. Yagsilu. Al-mutawaddi'u. Yadayhi. يعني the person performing ablution washes his two hands إلى blank space. إلى what? المرفقين. Okay, إلى المرفقين وإلى مرفقيه. Either one is correct. نعم.
إلى المرفقين وإلى مرفقيه. نعم. He washes his two hands up to his elbows. ويغسل blank رجليه. And he washes his two feet. إلى الكعبين. Washes his two feet up to the two ankles. ويمسح يمسح blank رأسه. And he wipes his head مع أذنين. ما الأذنين؟ مرة واحدة. أحسنت. ما شاء الله. Okay, somebody else read it. Fill in the blanks. Read it straight to fill in the blanks. نعم. Anybody? تفضل. First line, يغسل المتوضئ يديه إلى المرفقين. نعم. ويغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين. ويمسح رأسه مع أذنيه أو مع الأذنين. نعم. مرة واحدة. Okay, any question about this? Fill in the blanks here. Any question? Any of the blanks that not clear? Alright. So the meaning is what? The person performing ablution washes his two hands ila blank up to the two ankles. I'm sorry. Elbows. Zakallah khair. Somebody got more sleep than me last night. وَيَغْسِلُ رِجْلَيْهِ. And he washes his two feet. Blank, his two feet, إلى الكعبين, up to the two ankles. وَيَمْسَهُ blank, and he wipes his head, مع, along with الْأُذُنَيْنِ, or أُذُنَيْهِ, his two ears, مرة واحدة. طيب, خير. Any question about this? Okay, part, the second part of these exercises, second part, says, اقرأ المثال التالي. اقرأ المثال التالي. Meaning? Read the following example. ثم أكمل الناقصة. Then complete. What is not complete? يعني the ناقص, right? ناقص means what? Something is missing. Something is defective. Something is incomplete. الناقص. Then complete the naqis, that which is incomplete. Ala ghirarihi. Ala, now I'm saying on its pattern, on the same pattern. In other words, read the example and then fill in the space of using the same pattern as in the example. What is the pattern in the example? Al mithal, ghasala hamidun rijlahu. Ghasala hamidun rijlahu. What does it mean? Hamid washed his one foot, singular, right? Then it goes across and says, غَسَلَ حَامِدٌ رِجْلَيْهِ. رِجْلَيْهِ. So what changed? They changed it from Hamid washing his foot, singular, to Hamid washing his two feet, dual. But in this dual word, since it's in idafa, when you change rijl to dual, you have what? رِجْلَان. Marfu'un or rijlain, mansub or majroor. But here, because it's an idafa, the noon of the dual is deleted, and the who becomes he. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. The same pattern, we change it from singular to dual. But when you change it to dual, make sure that you delete the noon because of idafa, Mustafa. First singular. Read the singular first, the way they gave it, and then change it to dual. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you well. Singular. Rafa bilalun what? Yadahu. Yadahu. Rafa bilalun yadahu. Okay, now change it. Naam. Rafa bilalun yadayhi. يعني يداني أو يديني became yadayhi. What is the meaning? Rafa'a Bilalun yadahu.
Bilal raised his hand.
And then?
Bilal raised his
two hands. Two hands. Naam. Naam? Yeah, it's doing something to it. Rafa'a is doing something to Bilal. Or maybe, yani, maybe we won't say it's doing something to it, but it is. Yani, Rafa'a, in this sentence here, Rafa'a Bilalun yadahu. Grammatically, right? I'rab. Rafa'a is what? Rafa'a is what? Fa'il. Fa'il madi, right? And Bilalun is?
Fa'il.
So, does the fi'l make the fa'il change from marfu'un to something else? The fi'l doesn't change the fa'il. The fa'il is the one who's doing the fi'l. But when he does the fi'l, it changes the maf'ulun bi. Right? So, bilalun here, it's not change. Nouns originally in Arabic are always marfu'un until something changes it. Okay, but in this sentence, Bilal is the fa'il, and the fa'il is marfu'un. So it remains the same. Rafa'a Bilalun, what? Yadahu. Yad is the maf'ulun bi, that's why it's mansub. Wa alamatu nasbihi fatha. Fatha. Yadahu. And the hu here, what is the i'rab of hu and yadahu? Mudafun ilayhi, Mabniyun. Fi mahalli jar. In the place where it should be majroor, because it's mudafun ilayh. In the place where it should be majroor. Now, Abdul, go ahead.
Ba'a Abbasun
baytahu. Naam. Ba'a Abbasun baytahu. Do? نعم باع عباس بيته meaning باع عباس بيته means what
he sold the house
عباس sold his house and then in the dual
Abbas sold both of his houses
his two houses يعني بيته became بيته. The origin of baytahi is what? Baytani or mansub baytahi. Yani, he sold baytani, yani became baytahi when you deleted the noon for idafa. Number three, or jim. Naam, Nasir. Nasir, I mean, I'm sorry. Naam, ghasala Muhammadun thawbahu. Ghasala Muhammadun thawbayhi. Okay, what does it mean? Ghasala Muhammadun thawbahu.
Muhammad washed his
thawb. Muhammad washed his thawb. What is a thawb? We don't know what is thawb. That's Arabic.
The clothes.
Okay, his clothes. Okay, his garment, his clothes. Ghasala Muhammadun thawbahu. And then in the door, Muhammad washed his two thawbs, his two garments. Fayyib. Thawbayhi. Naam. Thawbayhi. From thawbayn. And it's mansub because it's the object of the verb. Thawbayn. Noon is deleted. Thawbayhi. Yeah, there's a ya'ni. Thawbayn. Thawbayn, right? Thawbayni, right? But then the noon is deleted here, so it became Thawbayhi. Thawbayhi. Type next page, next exercise on page 6, exercise number 2. Iqra al-mithala al-tali thumma akmil al-naqisa ala ghirarihi. اقرأ المثال التالي. Read the following example. ثم أكمل الناقص. Then complete that which is incomplete. على غراره. On its pattern. Same like before. But in this case, we have a preposition here. Okay, we're going to see prepositions. In which case, yani, before we had the word that is changed from singular to dual. Yani, we had it before as the object of the verb mansub, and now we have it as the object of a preposition as majrur. All right. So, yani, this exercise, yani, the word that's going to be changed is going to be majrur because of the preposition. Okay. The example that they gave here. Somebody read the example. Naam, Abu Bakr. Naam, kharajat tullabu min al-fasli. Meaning?
The students exited
the classroom. They came out. They went out. They came out of the classroom. Okay, kharaja is the verb. At-tullab is the what? The subject, the fa'il. It's marfoon with dhamma. Kharajat tullabu min al-fasli. Min al-fasli, yani min is the preposition, al-fasl is ism majroor with kasra. The students came out of the classroom. Naam, go across. Naam, kharaja at-tullabu min al-faslaini. So we had al-faslu, min al-fasli, singular. Now we have min al-faslaini, dual. Yani faslaini, min al-faslaini, dual. Naam, the students exited from the two classrooms. Yani they came out of two different classrooms. First one, Duhaleen. Naam, Sallaytu fil masjidi. Sallaytu fil masjidain. Fil masjidain. Al masjidi, singular, al masjidain. Naam, I prayed in the masjid, I prayed in the two masjids. Al-masjidi, yani here it takes kasra because of the preposition. And in the second example, sallaytu fi al-masjidaini. What do we say is the i'rab of al-masjidaini? What is the i'rab of al-masjidaini? Huh? Okay, it's majroor, it's a majroor because of fi al-masjidaini. What is the sign that it's majroor?
Yeah.
Why is it ya instead of kasra? Because muthanna. The muthanna, yani the sign that is majroor and the sign that is mansub is ya. Next one. Anybody over here didn't read yet? Hey, Musa. Come on, Musa was quiet for a while.
Kataba
at-talibu fi daftari. Meaning? The student wrote in the notebook. Naam. Do.
Kataba at-talibu fi al-daftarain.
Naam. Kataba at-talibu fi al-daftarain. Al-daftarain. Al-daftar. Yani fi al-daftari. Fi al-daftarain. Do. Al-daftarain. The student wrote in the notebook. The student wrote in the
two
notebooks. Again, kataba is the fi'l madi. At-talibu is the subject of the doer of the action. The fa'il. Marfu'un with dhamma. Fi al-daftar. Yani fi harja al-daftar ism majroor with kasra. In the dual, it's majroor. The sign that it's majroor is not kasra. It's what? Al-ya. Al-ya. Okay, the last sentence here. Ahmed. Naam, ishtaraytu hadha al-qalama bi riyalin. Meaning? I bought this pen for a rial. A rial is not quite a dollar. Yani it's more close to what? Yani about 27 cents. Naam. That's a little bit less than a dollar. Naam. If they're charging you a dollar for something that costs a rial, they are really naam. Mujrimun. Ishtaraytu hadha al-qalama bi rialin. I bought this pen with a rial. Dual?
Ishtaraytu hadha al-qalama bi rialin.
اشتريت هذا القلم بريالين بريال 1 ريال بريالين 2 ريالز What is the إعراب of القلم بدل نعم بدل فهذا So what is the إعراب of هذا Before it's مبني but before that we say مفعول ب يعني مبني في محل نص طيب we're coming near the end mashallah exercise number 3 hati yeah I'm sorry something that's mabni
we start with saying we know it's not going to be we should be saying mabni in the mahal
and it perhaps it may be possible to say it either way but يعني probably in my own يعني practice I prefer that you say that it is يعني the مفعول به or the مبتدا or the خبر or the فاعل and because it's the مفعول به then it is يعني منسوب or in this case مبني في محل نصب and the sign is such and such and so that's my own preference say that it is the مبتدا المبتدا is مرفوع the sign that is مرفوع is ضمه no it's not necessary as long as you include everything I'll accept it I'm easy mashallah just give me everything I'm not going to make a fuss over which order it came in you know I mean like I said I'm easy mashallah You know, that's my own preference. Okay, but I'm not going to force that on anybody. I've seen I'rab sometimes go different ways, so sometimes, you know, it could be done differently. But to me, it's clearer to say in a sentence that this word, خرج الطلاب, this word is the fa'il. And because it's the fa'il, then therefore it is marfu'un. And the sign that it's marfu'un is dhamma or alif or whatever it is, depending on what kind of word it is. Now, طيب number 3 هاتي ماضي الأفعال الآتية هاتي ماضي الأفعال الآتية meaning give the past tense of the following verbs we want the ماضي of the following verbs meaning they're giving us verbs which are مضاري and we're supposed to bring the ماضي طيب so read the word in the مضاري form and then give the And then give the ماضي. Let's start on this side. موسى.
ينوي
نوى. And it's meaning?
To intend.
To intend. Now, I'm going across this way. Abdul Karim.
يغسلو
غسلا. Meaning?
Washing.
Washing. To wash. Now, next one. Going across. Abdul Halim. نعم يمسح مسح means to wipe it may also mean it has another meaning right المسيح to touch in reference to مسيح to anoint نعم يعني it's one of the meanings يعني to rub but to rub with something like oil right نعم يمسح طيب next word going across نعم
يتمضمض مضى
يعني the مضارع letter is يا so the verb actually begins with تا so what should it be take off the مضارع letter تمضمض يعني the مضارع verb is يتمضمض but the ya is the حرف مضارع the مضارع right it's the letter that's added for the present tense is the ya or the ta or the noon or the hamza right so if you take that off then you have the past tense verb تمضمض ta مضمض نعم تمض
مضى. تمضمض. يتمضمض. يعني these are technical terms that we must be familiar with. نعم. On this side. Excuse me, Abdul Halim. Let me squeeze between you here. I said tamadmada is the past tense. Alright? And let me just write this on the board quickly. What was the first verb that we had? What was the first verb? Yanwi. Yanwi, the past tense is? Nawa. Yanwi, nawa. And the second one? Ghasala. Ghasala. From yagsilu, ghasala. And the third one? Masaha. Yamsahu, masaha. And the fourth one? Ta madva with sukun ma ba tamadmada from yatamadmadu with this ya yatamadmadu yatamadmadu here the past tense tamadmada. The next one. Okay, yastanshiku, the past tense is what? Without kisra. Istanshaka. Istanshaqa. Istanshaqa. Yastanshiku. It takes kasra in the mudari. Yastanshiku. Istanshaqa. Istanshaqa. What does it mean? To clean the nose with water. Sniff water up into the nose. For cleaning it in ablution. Istanshaqa. Naam. The next one? Khallala. يعني from يخللو خللا 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 يخللو. And the next one. أحضر 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 يعني يحضر أحضر. And Ahmed the last one. قال يقول قال يقول. Okay, what is the meaning of ينوي?
To intend.
غسل
to wash.
يمسح
to wipe.
فمضمض to rinse the mouth. استنشق to sniff water into the nose. خلل to wipe or rub between. أحضر to present, to bring. Naam. Qala to say. Some of these verbs are regular verbs, yani mujarrad, without any increase of letters, and some of them are mazid verbs, yani with increase of letters. In any case, yani some of these type of verbs we may not have seen before, but anyway, we're just learning the meanings of them now as far as the form that they come from. They come from second form, third form, fourth form. Yani, that's yani for another time, inshallah. Okay, the last exercise, Hati, Jam'a al-Asma al-Atiya. Yani meaning? Give the plural of the following nouns. The plural of the following nouns, plurals, okay? My advice, general advice, it's definitely yani beneficial if a person is able to do it. Whenever you learn a new word, learn its plural. And if you get a vocabulary word that you're supposed to learn, even if you're not required to learn the plural, it's good to learn it. When you learn a new word, try to learn its plural. If it has more than one plural, at least learn one of them. But if you learn two of them, if there are two, it's even better. Because sometimes you might see the other one, right? Likewise, when you learn a new verb, past tense verb, learn the mudari of it. Try to know what is the mudari. Try to learn them together. And at the same time, and you will benefit from this tremendously. It's a little more work, but the more you work, right, the more you get paid. Well, I mean, with Allah anyway. As far as in this world, I don't know, they may work you like a slave and don't pay you anything. Naam. Plurals, huh? The first word is what? Kaffun. And its plural is what? Okay, one of its plurals is kufuf. 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 Naam. And it has another plural, right? Naam. Huh?
Is there like a pattern on how to derive it?
How to derive it? No, there's not a pattern on how to derive it. Sometimes there are similarities between singular forms of words and they have the same plural wazn sometimes, but it's not absolute. And sometimes you'll find a word in the singular has the same pattern and in the plural has the same pattern. But that's not a proof that that pattern of singular must have this pattern of plural. Because you have other plurals that have the and you have other words that have the same plural pattern, but they don't have the same singular pattern. And then you have the opposite also. You have words that have the same singular pattern that don't have the same plural pattern. So there's no real uniform way to derive the plural, but rather to memorize them. Rather to memorize them. I think we had the broken plurals in lesson 13. Naam, the infamous lesson 13. That broke a lot of people's backs. But you memorize them as much as you can. A lot of broken plural patterns. A lot of them. So anyway, memorize a lot of them in that lesson. Alhamdulillah, we learned some more as we went along. Okay, the next one is what? The second word, wajhun, and it's plural?
Wujuh.
Wujuhui yawma idhin wujuhun, right? Wujuhun. The next one? Mirfaqun. And its plural is? Marafiq. Yani marafiq. Marafiq, does it take tanween? Doesn't take tanween, right? Because the broken plural pattern, some broken plural patterns don't take tanween.
Right.
This one doesn't take tanween because mafail. No. Marafiq. What is the meaning of marafiq?
Elbow.
Elbows. Okay. The next word is what? Rijlun. And its plural is? Arjulun. Arjulun. Rijlun. Arjulun. Naam. The next word? Udhunun. And its plural? Adhanun. Adhanun. Udhun means what?
Ear.
Ear. Tayyib. Next word? Isba'un. Isba'un. And its plural?
Asabi'.
Asabi', does it take tanween? Huh? Asabi'un?
Mamnu'
min as-sarf. What is the meaning of isba'? A finger or a toe. Yani asabi' al-yad or asabi' al-qadam. According to the dictionary. Naam. The next word? Lihya. Naam. What is the meaning of lihya? And the plural? Yani, there's two plurals. With dhamma and with kasra. Liha and luha. Yani luhan. Yani with tanween. Alif maksura. This alif maksura. Luhan or lihan. Luha or liha. And the next word? Kaab. What is the meaning of kaab? The ankle or heel. Also it's used for. Yani means the ankle bone or the yani that joint where the foot meets the leg. The plural of kaab is what? ثياب ثياب. And there's another plural, huh? كعوب كعوب. And the last word, ما, and it's plural is مياه مياه. نعم. Okay, these are some plurals of common words. All of these are common words. كف, wedge, مرفق, رجل, أذن, أصبع, لحية, كعب, and ما. All these are common words, but they are especially important in reference to what? In reference to the topic of الوضوء. يعني things, parts of the body that are necessary to clean in the process of الوضوء. I'm sorry?
I'm trying to understand that you have on top of the
on top of the lamb? On top of...
Yeah.
Oh, that's tanween. Yeah, and it's tanween because the word is written, it ends with alif maksura. Yeah, I said that it can be pronounced with dhamma or with kasra. Dhamma or kasra. Lihan or luhan. Now, and again, yani, we have two objectives here for this level 2 fiqh. One of them is to become more familiar with the fiqh and the terminology of fiqh, of some of the acts of worship, and the other point is for yani strengthening our Arabic, level 2 Arabic. So if somebody is not in level 2 Arabic, then at least benefit from the fiqh and the points of fiqh, inshallah, that may be, you know, brought out in our little discussions of this, yani, brief, I would say, yes, brief, inshallah, and discussions related to fiqh. Naam. Tayyib, any question? Okay, we have a few minutes remaining, so let's read. Or you know what? Let me introduce the next topic so you have a chance to look at it. Yeah, let's use this time to introduce the next topic so you can have a chance to look at it during the week. Okay, quickly on page 7, the next chapter is Sifatu At-Tayammum with Meem and Meem. Tayammum. The description of Tayammum. Tayammum. What is Tayammum?
Dry.
Dry ablution. Yeah, and it's the meaning of performing ablution when you don't have or you cannot use water. Wa alaykum salam. Okay, line 1 it says yanwi at-tayammuma. Yani the person what? Intends dry ablution. Number 2, yusammi Allah, yani he mentions the name of Allah. Ay yaqulu, he says. Meaning, A means A, meaning he says, Bismillah. Number 3, يَضْرِبُ بِكَفَّيْهِ التُرَابَ الطَّاهِرَ ضَرْبَةً وَاحِدَةً. يَضْرِبُ بِكَفَّيْهِ, he strikes with his two palms at turab, yani the surface soil of the ground. He strikes the turab with his two palms, yani at At-tahira. At-turab, at-tahira, mean tahira is a not describing turab. It should be clean, yani surface soil. Darbatan wahidatan, one time. One time. Number 4, yamsahu bihima. Then he wipes with the two of them, meaning what? The two palms of the hands. He wipes wajhahu, his face, wa kaffayhi, and his two palms. And he wipes his face and his two palms, and this requires some discussion. Yani, which one of them was done first? Because here we have waw al-atif, that means he does both of them, but it doesn't tell us which one he does first. Okay, but in any case, he wipes with them his face, and he also wipes his two palms up to the ila ar-ruzghaini. Ruzghaini means what? The wrist, up to the two wrists, palms up to the wrist. يَتَيَمَّمُ الْمُسْلِمُ. The Muslim makes dry ablution عِنْدَ عَدَمْ وُجُودَ الْمَا. At the time of عَدَمْ وُجُود. There's no presence, no water present. In the absence of water. أو or تَعَذُّر. يعني when he is unable. تَعَذُّر. He has an excuse for not using water. تَعَذُّر إِسْتِعْمَالِهِ لِمَرْضٍ أو خَوْفٍ. يعني he is excused from using the water that may be present due to مرض. يعني sickness or خوف or fear. Fear. يعني fear that it may harm him. Fear that getting to the water may be dangerous. Maybe there are some stick-up kids out there on the road on the way to the water. And, you know, he fears that if he tries to get to the water, some harm may come to him. Or, and in the, out in the earth, in the desert, or in the jungle, or in some place in the forest, there could be some dangerous animals. There could be in the desert dangerous insects, snakes, or scorpions and stuff like that, whatever. Any person either is unable, there's no water, or they are excused from using the water due to sickness or fear. Okay, after this, just quickly, tamarin. The first exercise is uktub sifat al-tayammum. Write the description of tayammum. Second, how many times? Kam darbatan yadribu al-mutayammin al-turab al-tahir bi-kafay. How many times does the person performing tayammum strike the clean surface soil of the earth with his two palms? Number three, ma al-a'dha allati yamsahuha. What are the members of the body that he washes or he wipes, that he wipes? متى يتيمم المسلم. When, يعني what situation or circumstance does the Muslim use tayammum? And on the next page, B, ما معنى يسمى. What is the meaning of the word يسمى? سمى يسمى, I'm sorry, يسمى. And ما ماضيه. And what is the past tense of this مضارع verb? And then number two, اقرأ المثال. Read the example and complete the following sentences. يعني التي تليه. The sentences that follow it. على غراره, using the same pattern. يعني the example, يضرب التراب الطاهر بكفيه ضربة واحدة. And he strikes the clean surface soil with his two palms one time. ضربة واحدة. So they are saying, يعني you have to follow this pattern. يعني in these following sentences. نسيت وسجدت. يعني what? سجدت سجدة واحدة. نظرت إليه نظرة واحدة. دفعت الباب دفعة واحدة. غسلت الثوب غسلة واحدة. Like this. We'll go over it next week, but I just want you to have a chance to look at it. These are the exercises, inshallah, we'll do next week. And if we finish it, since it's very short, يعني in only a couple of exercises, we might look at number three, صفت الغسل من الجناب, or at least we'll look at, يعني we'll introduce it anyway, if we can't do it. Okay, so next week, inshallah, we should be on page 7. يعني صفتو تيمم. يعني reading it, memorizing it, learning the vocabulary, some of the grammatical points, and then we'll look at يعني the exercises, the sets of exercises that follow it on page 8. نعم يا مصطفى.
It says that you have to wipe the ground.
Strike the ground. يعني mean when the person makes tayammum, they strike their hands on the ground, and then they wipe their face with that, those hands.
Right.
And some of the narrations actually mention shaking the dust off or blowing it off. Some of them mention blowing it and then wiping the face.
Yes.
And wiping the palms of the hands up to and including the up to the wrists.
Right.
No, up to the wrists.
Inside,
yeah, you can make tayammum. There's a lot of difference of opinion about this. We won't discuss it today. But maybe I'll try to find some of the views of Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, what he said about it. Yani, a person can use anything
like
yani, that's from the earth, like the wall,
yeah,
or something that has some dust on it or something, right? They can use that also. Naam. Some of the fiqh books say you should get some surface soil and bring it in your house with you so you can on it. Anyway, Allahu A'lam, it's not really necessary, but we'll talk about it, inshallah.
Anyway, reference to the
If a person what?
On the desert.
On the desert, uh-huh.
Use that water, you need that water to drink
because you make your body. No. So they're excused from using that water because they need it for drinking.
Yeah.
No.
I read something reference to being on a ship. It's the ocean water, the ocean water,
if you can't drink,
you can't use it. Save
it, inshallah. Yeah. Save it. And remember the hadith, the Prophet said, Al Ma, Tahur, Naam. All right, we'll talk about it, inshallah. But the main thing here, right, is just try to get what they have given here, a simple description of tayammum. Try to read it, learn it well, memorize it, whatever. Or memorize the hadith, inshallah. Maybe we'll try to find some of the narrations of the authentic hadith concerning this and memorize the hadith. Naam. Which would be better. But as a description, this is good, simple, clear Arabic language. And it gives us some of the language that we need in order to describe this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.